Thank you for tuning into Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio. We trust you'll enjoy this musical selection to bring you peace, comfort, and hope.
Tears. trials of this life, the rain, the storms, the hardest nights, are your mercies in disguise?
Face with Christ my Savior, face to face, what will it be? When with rapture I behold Him, Jesus Christ who died for me. To face shall I behold Him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all His glory, I shall see Him by and by. Faintly now I see Him, with the darkening veil between. But a blessed day is coming, when His glory shall be seen. Face to face, oh blissful moment, face to face to see and know, face to face with my Redeemer, Jesus Christ, who loves me so. Face to face shall I behold in all His glory, I shall see Him by and by. I shall see Him by and by.
thoughts of Jesus my eyes at times can see. The very dying form of one who suffered there for me. And from my smitten heart with tears to wonders I confess. The wonders of his glorious love and my unworthiness. His glorious love
and my unworthiness.
I take, O cross, thy shadow.
Songs of Praise endeavors to draw your heart, mind, and soul to a close relationship with your Savior, Jesus Christ.
All these things I want, and all these things that hold my thoughts, and even though I know they're not what matters, I still find myself chasing after. Yet all the while there stands my Savior. He's reaching out with something better, and when I turn away, I hear him calling after.
Listen. Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. When through the woods and forest glades I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou.
The challenge now is here. What cause is there to fear? I will follow to the place where God is called. And though the task ahead is great, there is no need to wait. God's command is conquer cities fenced and walled. Give me this mountain, give me this mountain, to the land where giants grow. That's the place I want to go. Give me this mountain, this very mountain, I shall conquer in the power of the Lord. This mountain I shall own, but not for me alone. For my children I shall claim this promised land. Because the word of God is sure, the future is secure. All the power we need is in God's mighty hand. Give me this mountain, give me this mountain, to the land where giants grow. That's the place I want to go. Give me this mountain, this very mountain, I shall conquer in the power of the Lord.
Take courage and be strong. We'll sing the victor song. All the blessings God has promised we may claim. So let us hasten to obey. Our Savior leads the way. He will help us win the battle for His name. Give me this mountain. Give me this mountain. To the land where giants grow. That's the place I want to go. Give me this mountain. This very mountain. I shall conquer in the power of the Lord.
Some follow after fortune and fame, so when they're gone, the world will remember their names. But I am learning that what matters most can't be held in my hands, and that riches are of the worth of a man. It's found in me. Faithful to the cross, faithful to His call. I fought the fight and kept the faith. And when at last I stand before the throne, I want to hear Him say, "Well done, that my heavenly Father would be proud."
Faithful to
If you're enjoying this music, encourage your friends to listen to this program each week.
We will keep the commandments of God through the faithfulness of Jesus Christ with patient endurance and faith. We will follow, follow the Lamb. We will follow the Lamb wherever He goes, walking in the light on this narrow road. We will give our lives for the cause of Christ. We will follow, follow the Lamb. We will stand only for the truth, through the fire and through the flame, looking to Jesus sealed with His name. We will follow, follow the Lamb. We will follow the Lamb wherever He goes, walking in the light on this narrow road. We will give our lives for the cause of Christ. We will follow, follow the Lamb. We will sing around His grace soon.
Walking in the light on this narrow road, we will give our lives for the cause of Christ. We will follow, follow the Lamb. We will follow the Lamb wherever He goes, walking in the light on this narrow road. We will give our lives for the cause of Christ. We will follow, follow the Lamb.
We will follow, follow.
With life's uncertainties, when feeling lost and lonely, when darkness covers over you and you find you're weak and lowly, remember there's a guiding light, a faithful, loving friend who shelters you with the wings of love. Strength to stand, face your fears.
was a wretch. I remember who I was. I was lost, I was blind, I was running out of time. Sin separated, the breach was far too wide. But from the far side of the chasm, you held me in your side. So you made a way across the great divide. Left behind heaven's throne to build it here inside. And there at the cross, you paid the debt I owed. Broke my chains, freed my soul. For the first time I had hope.
Then you walked right out again. And now death has no sting, and life has no end. For I have been transformed by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood of mine. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life. Brought me from the darkness into glorious light. There is nothing stronger.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all
This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Invite your family and friends to also enjoy Songs of Praise.
Thought by day or about your promise to return. And I wake up hanging on your every word. But for now my feet are planted here on earth, and I'm missing you. And even though they say that I'm a fool, I know you see me waiting here for you. And I pray that somehow you'll get here soon, 'cause I'm missing you. 'Cause somewhere behind those stars is someone who belongs to me. And I know in my deepest heart there's a place for you, until I find the place you made for me. Still I'm missing you. How much longer will it be till I get to see you? Though I know you're right here with me, well, tell me, when can I be there with you? 'Cause somewhere behind those stars is someone who belongs to me. And I know in my deepest heart there's a place for you, until I find the place you made for me. Still I'm missing you, Lord, I'm missing.
We here at 3ABN Australia Radio are delighted to share songs of praise with you. We look forward to your company next time.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Koval Smith.
This story is entitled, He Cares for You. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7 says, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. I sank down on the floor beside my couch in my academy dorm room. The last couple of weeks had been tough. As Vice President of Communications for GYC, I have had many wonderful experiences. These last couple of weeks had been trial-laden. Because of a couple of things that were said, many angry tweets, Facebook messages and website comments directed towards us, I was quite distressed. In addition to all this, my workload was not getting any lighter. Dealing with homework, ministering to fellow students on campus, spending time with God, and attending to my personal needs already took up much of my time. When not responding to emails and such, I found myself crying out to God in deep anguish of soul. Part of the turmoil had come from something I had done, and this weighed heavily on my mind. Nevertheless, life still had to go on. In fact, as I sat by my couch that day, I was in my one free period before taking my first test for government class. My fellow classmates had spent hours preparing for this 100-question, 200-point test. As for me, I had studied only about 10 minutes in preparation for the test. There had been almost no chance to study, and now it loomed menacingly in front of me. I only had about an hour and 20 minutes left before class, and this time was set aside for something other than studying. This was my time to spend with my Creator and Redeemer. I could not skip that. Therefore, I opened my Testimonies for the Church, Volume 5, by Ellen G. White, and started reading the section, The Character of God Revealed in Christ, on page 737. What a blessing! She was writing of how Satan had misrepresented the character of God, claiming God's character was as his own. She also spoke of the knowledge of God that we are privileged to obtain through study of his word and communion with him. I came away exceedingly refreshed, my soul satisfied with the bread of life. I picked up my government books and started studying. With only half an hour left to study, I put my best into it, praying that God would give me wisdom and help. Without his help, there would be no way I could do well on this test. The time came to take the test. As I sat down in the classroom, I breathed another prayer for help, reminding him that it was because of his work, which he had given me, that I was not able to study more. That evening, as I was eating in the cafeteria, I sat with one of my friends who worked for my government teacher and who had graded my test. With a fair bit of trepidation, I asked her what score I had gotten. I was not prepared for her answer. I had received the highest score in the class. Oftentimes, we are tempted to think that God does not care about the minor matters of our life, or that if we make time for him, we will not be able to get done what we need to do. We somehow think that his care does not extend to the small perplexities and trials of our lives, and we go about bearing our burdens ourselves and do not place them in the mighty arms of the one who upholds the stars. A couple of sentences I read that morning have made a huge difference in my life. The prophet of God wrote, "It is true that disappointments will come. Tribulation we must expect, but we are to commit everything, great and small, to God. He does not become perplexed by the multiplicity of our grievances, nor overpowered by the weight of our burdens. His watch care extends to every household and encircles every individual. He is concerned in all our business and our sorrows." Testimonies for the Church, Volume 5, page 742. While we are to give diligent effort in all we do, God has promised that he will take care of us and work through us to accomplish his will. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, Psalm 34, verse 17, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. He asks us to give everything, every decision, task, trial, temptation, perplexity, sorrow, and heartbreak into his mighty hands. And he promises that when we commit or give these to him, he shall bring it to pass. Psalms 37, verse 5. That is a promise we can fully rely on in perfect safety. He showed me in a very real way that he is deeply interested in all I go through and that he is able to work miracles for us. It is not always that I experience his power in such a dramatic way, but every day as I commit everything to him, he reveals his power in more ways than I could ever count. My prayer for each of you is that you will find this same comfort and care in the power and love of our merciful Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. A reflection associated with this story comes from Steps to Christ, page 97. If we come to God, feeling helpless and dependent, as we really are, and in humble, trusting faith make known our wants to him, whose knowledge is infinite, who sees everything in creation and who governs everything by his will and word, he can and will attend to our cry and will let light shine into our hearts. Through sincere prayer, we are brought into connection with the mind of the infinite. We may have no remarkable evidence at the time that the face of our Redeemer is bending over us in compassion and love, but this is even so. We may not feel his visible touch, but his hand is upon us in love and pitying tenderness. "He Cares for You" was written by Mark Payden, Vice President of Communications for GYC. You can visit gycweb.org for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
Hello, I'm Casey Butler, and I want to welcome you to Healthy Living Around the World. I'm on site at Hergelia Lifestyle Center in Romania, and my guest today is Karen Silva. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you, Casey. I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you for this opportunity to speak with you.
Now, I understand that you are from Mexico, but now you are all the way over here in Romania. Tell me, how did that come about?
Well, it's actually a very interesting story. I was studying in America, mm-hmm. and one of my friends there told me that she was an English teacher here when she was younger.
Okay.
So she told me all about the place. She invited me to come over, and here I am.
Wow. Okay. So you've been here for how long so far?
This is my 8th month, I think.
Very good. Now, it would seem natural for people here at this lifestyle center to have some value of living a healthy lifestyle. Can you share how did you come to appreciate healthy living principles?
Yes. When I was 12 years old, mm-hmm. I decided to become vegetarian, and eventually I became plant-based.
Okay.
I also started to do more exercise, and this had an amazing, amazing impact in my health. Mm. I lost around 22 kilos.
Wow.
I also stopped getting sick. I had a ton of energy. I was happier, in a better mood. And I just, after seeing all of these amazing changes, mm-hmm. I really realized the amazing things that the health message can do for you.
Yes.
So I decided, well, why don't I get educated in this? Mm-hmm. Why shouldn't I get further training mm-hmm. so I can teach others to live in the same way?
These principles have had a big impact on your life personally, haven't they?
Yes.
That's amazing. You've obviously experienced a lot of benefits from this. What would you say is your most favorite healthy living sort of habit that you have in your life at the moment?
I think exercising.
It is exercise?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Because of time, sometimes it's a little bit hard to squeeze exercise in my life, in my daily routine. But when I do it, I just feel like I'm in such a good mood with a lot of energy. I feel happier, like I get more accomplished, and
yes.
I just feel rest better at the end of the day.
Yes, that's a lot of good benefits there that you've had.
Yeah.
Now, another question I have for you is, how has living a healthier lifestyle impacted you spiritually?
Wow. Well, I think the most important change that I notice is a clearer mind.
Okay.
Yes. I noticed that after leaving refined sugars or too fatty things, I started to feel more aware. Mm-hmm. I was able to almost think faster.
And okay.
Also, it changed my mood. Mm. I started to feel happier, more energetic also. And this affects the way in which I understand the scriptures, mm-hmm. and I feel like I can listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit better.
Okay, right. So it's enabled you to be more able to comprehend spiritual things and
yes,
connect with God more?
Exactly.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a real help then for your spiritual life.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, that's interesting. Now, what would you say to someone who is maybe contemplating making some lifestyle changes and maybe they're just looking into it or feeling the need to it? What words of maybe advice or suggestions or things that you've learned through your experience would you say to someone who is wanting to do that?
Well, I would say do it for the right reason and okay. have a good motivation.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people get into it because they want to look better or they want to certain piece of clothing to fit or look better and all of these things. But this is not the right motivation because when you don't see the results as fast, you will give up or you will stop and throw the towel, how they say. But if you do it because you want to serve God better, because
yes.
you want to keep your body holy
mm-hmm.
for God, because you want to have a good body to serve Him better.
Yes.
For selfless reasons,
mm-hmm.
then you'll have the motivation to continue to do it. Also, something that I tell my loved ones a lot is do it for your family.
Yes.
So you can be have more energy for your children, so you can have more energy for your husband.
Mm.
And all of these things, I think, are a great motivation.
Right. So is this the kind of motivation that has helped sustain you in your journey of living a consistent, healthy lifestyle?
Yes, yes. I want to be a good example for my parents, for my brother.
Yes.
And for my uncle, everybody in my family. Not all of them are vegetarian. Not all of
okay.
them follow a healthy lifestyle.
Mm.
And at the beginning, they were a little worried about me. Karen, are you going to be okay? Are you going to have any deficiencies? But after they saw the impact that it had for me and how happy I was, they
yes.
realized that it was okay. And they started to make some of the changes, actually.
Wow, that's yes. amazing. I know for a fact that motivation is one of the things that a lot of people struggle with in terms of making sustainable long-term lifestyle changes. So that's very powerful what you shared. Well, thank you so much for being with me today and sharing on this program.
My pleasure.
Our guest today has been Karen Silva. She's here in Rogelia Lifestyle Center as a student.
Yeah.
She's been sharing some of her perspective and experience with us, for which we're very grateful. We've been recording on site in Romania. I'm your host, Casey Butler, and thank you for tuning in to Healthy Living Around the World. God bless you.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.